neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Daughter of Paro, all of a sudden, he decides to come out of the palace for the reason that he wants to, first of all, give up the mentality of her Abba, that is idol worshipping. So that's why Tatan Shai is bringing this story about her trying to bait in the oar. So that's one reason. The other reason that Midrash brings, she had sarat, she had leprosy. So now she sees a basket, and then here, as soon as she grabs the basket, the sarat goes away. So the Midrash brings. So she was healed as soon as grabbed the basket. So now here, Gemara brings that what is Amateha that she sent her maidens. So Gemara says actually they're Amma. Amma means Yad as the measurement that we use, half a meter. That means she sent her hand. So the hand became long. There's a difference of opinion how long it became. So now, here, obviously, a few days ago, she went to Pier 1 and she got a lot of baskets. So now, what attracted her about this basket?
Voice?
No, there was no voice. That's the point. He says, did she hear or saw he's crying? What does he say in the Torah? He says, she heard or she saw?
She saw the light.
No, that's the mother. That's the mother. Now, Batya says that she saw him crying. It doesn't say that she heard him crying, right? So what is that supposed to mean?
Why does it say the word the color?
No, that's different, because they were seeing the letters.
She pulled the basket and then she saw him crying.
No, why does it say, first of all, she didn't hear him cry. It says she saw him crying, right? Now, why is it now? So one pirush is, actually Aharon was behind the tree, was crying for him. The Nar goes back to Aharon, not on him. That's one pirush. Baal HaTurim brings this. Actually, the Nar goes back to Aharon. So now, here, let's say you're standing in the middle of the street, you want to grab the moon. Would you stretch your hand?
Yes.
Yeah, why not? And then you grab the moon.
Why not?
I'm sorry?
Yeah,
that's, yeah, so that's one thing. If you happen to have some desire to see how moon looks like, and you can save billions of dollars, and you know, as America did, and they didn't get anywhere, so you just grab it. No, so now here, one point here, that why the Tosha is informing us that day she decided to cleanse herself. So one thing that we learn, there are many things around us and we even don't consider to look at it. Why? Because the state of mind is not really in the right track. So now, if she would not decide to cleanse herself, probably she would just pass by this basket and didn't even consider to grab it. So one thing here, the interest actually goes after how your mind is set. When her mind became pure, so then she gave the benefit of doubt, maybe she there's something about this basket. Unless she would not even consider it. So here, when you ask people, what is wrong with you? No, Hasbun Shalom, there's nothing wrong with them. There's something wrong with the mind. Because the mind is not clean. The mind is not in the right track. That's one thing. So now, the other lesson that we learn from here, why did she stretch her hand? Why?
She wanted to grab the basket.
I know it's so far away.
That was unintentional.
My dad wanted to catch the moon.
I know, but would you?
Her desire was treasure.
I know it's so far away, but
she had the confidence that she could do anything.
So one lesson that we have to have in mind, that Yehudi should never think that whatever that he desires is far away, is right by him. Unless you would not stretch your hand. So that means if you believe it's right here, it's close by me, and it can happen, so then you grab it the same way that is right sitting by you. But if you feel, no, it's not going to happen, how's it going to be, I have to go so far, you know, to grab it. But if you would believe, no, it's right here, it's even in your pocket, you even don't need to go far away, long distance. So then, you see, your pocket becomes heavy all of a sudden.
Amen.
And the other lesson is very, very, very unbelievable message. That why the Torah says, instead of hearing, he says she sees. He says she sees that Moshe is crying. Hakadosh Baruch Hu say she hears or she heard.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.